Thank you so much for joining us, Andrew.
Oh, hi there, Ruby.
Now, so first things first, what does grunting suggest? Does it mean we are aging? What does it mean?
That's a pretty good question, but what I found by sort of churning through the literature is that there's a few different versions of grunting, if you like. So what some people were considering was the sort of noises that people tend to make when they get up off the couch, or, you know, they lean over to pick something up off the ground and make a bit of an exhalation of air while they stand up.
Yeah.
and sort of makes a bit of a noise. So that is one aspect, and it doesn't seem to be too much in the research about that, so why people do that. The other one is that the grunts that, say, athletes make in an effort to produce force very, very quickly. So that's a more ballistic movement. So you think about tennis players or fast bowlers in cricket. And so those are two quite different things.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, like, I can relate to the first one greatly. The second one, but yeah, absolutely. I mean, if you go to the gym, you'll probably hear, unless you have earphones in, you'll probably hear people grunting while getting fit. But is there any evidence to suggest that grunting helps with athletes' overall performance?
Well, there's kind of mixed evidence. There is a little bit that shows some studies have looked at martial artists, and some have looked at tennis players, and they found that when they're restricted and told not to make any noise when they produce force, they actually produce a little less force than they do when they're allowed to make a noise freely. So there is probably something behind it, specifically for those kind of applications.
Absolutely. But, like, yeah, I mean, does grunting kind of help us? I guess what I'm trying to say is, like, why is
it? How does it help?
Do you think? Yeah, how does it help? Why is it?
Well, I think it's because whenever you produce a ballistic force like that, you tend to brace your torso first, and it provides a stability for the body to move. So even though it's sort of your arms and legs that are producing the force, you need stability in the torso to be able to do that. So by grunting, you kind of take a deep breath in and you hold it, and that provides that stability in the body. And then as you swing through the movement, as in a tennis shot or cricket bowling or baseball pitching, you exhale and allows the body to move more efficiently and to time that movement correctly.
Absolutely. Is there any reason, I guess, why some people, when doing physical activities like sports, may grunt more than others?
I think to some extent it's habitual. It doesn't necessarily have to be audible. Like, you hear some, if you ever watch boxing or martial arts, some actually shout when they punch or kick. Some just exhale loudly, so you'll hear just a blow out of air. It's effectively the same thing. So I think it's just a question of habit and how people individualize the actual movement itself.
Absolutely. Well, a final question to leave us. I mean, is there any way we can avoid having the urge to grunt while doing everyday activities or sport? Or is it just better for us to let it out?
Oh, I think whatever works for you is fine, as long as you're not going to get fined by the tennis pros. But but no, I think it's fine when it's a sporting context or lifting weights in the gym. If it helps, I think it doesn't annoy anybody else, I think it's fine.
Awesome. Grunting goes on. Fantastic. Thank you so much for joining us, Andrew.
No worries, Ruby.